One of the 10 threats is the loss of wetlands. A lot of wetlands of the Great Lakes were turned into cropland, farmland. But before farmers could work the fields in the nation's breadbasket, they first had to drain them. So thousands of miles of ditches and trenches were dug to move water off the land. Losing millions of acres of wetlands meant losing nature's water filter for the lakes. Mark Brush reports these days some farmers are restoring those wet places.
We're standing in the middle of a newly harvested cornfield in northwest Ohio. This area used to be wet. It was part of the Old Black Swamp, one of the biggest wetland areas in the country. The swamp stretched 120 miles across northwest Ohio and into Indiana. It filtered a lot of water that eventually made its way into Lake Erie, and it provided habitat for all kinds of wildlife. Today, the Black Swamp is gone. It was drained and turned into farmland.
Yeah, go!
Lynn Davis and his crew are cutting a trench into the earth. The trench is about a half a mile long and 5 feet deep. Workers trail behind the machine, feeding black plastic pipe into the trench. The underground pipe will drain excess water to a nearby ditch. Davis says these drains help the farmer grow more crops. It's a common practice that's been going on for more than 100 years. Farmers can get their machines onto the field sooner, which makes for a longer growing season. Years ago, wetlands were considered a bad thing, places that stood in the way of farmland development, and places where diseases spread. The federal government actually paid people to drain them, and by the end of the 20th century, more than 170,000 square miles of wetlands were drained. Lynn Davis's family has been in this business for close to 100 years. Davis admits that his family helped drain the Black Swamp, but he says much of what's been done can be reversed.
You know, there is no question that this was, of course, one of the largest natural wetlands in the country. And what we're doing here was responsible for eliminating that wetland. Now, what we've done is relatively simple to reverse. If for some reason it was decided that we don't want to farm and live in this area anymore, well, we can put it back to a swamp real quick.
And some of that is happening today. Instead of paying people to drain wetlands, the federal government pays people to restore them. We've driven about 50 miles north to where Bill Dobb lives. He was hired by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to find suitable land for restoration. And he's restored well over 500 wetland areas in the 15 years he's been doing it. Dobb says nature bounces back. He says every time he's broken an old drainage pipe, dormant seeds of wetland plants stored in the soil popped open.
What's amazing is with the wetlands is you see all these cattails and wetland plants growing in here. That stuff was in a seed bank. Even though they were growing corn there, there was a seed bank of wetland species waiting for water, you know?
The federal government will pay a farmer to take marginal cropland out of production under the Wetlands Reserve Program. And Dobb says it's worth the money.
And every one of these wetlands is a purification system. The water that finally leaves this wetland has been purified through the living organisms in the wetland.
Janet Kaufman lives just down the road from Bill Dobb, and 8 years ago, she had a crew dig up an old drainage pipe on her farm. These days, on the back end of her property, there's a pond with a tall willow tree draping over the water.
So this wasn't here before?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's just shocking. When the backhoe hit that, it was like a geyser. The water just poured out, just flew up in the air. They had to crunch it shut. The quantity of water that flows underground is unbelievable, unless by chance you see it like that.
Kaufman says a lot of her neighbors have been signing up to restore wetlands on their property. The wetter areas aren't that good for crops, and with the government offering money to let nature take its course, it makes financial sense for the farmers. But because a lot of the Old Black Swamp and the area around it are good for farming, it's not likely that we'll see huge swaths return to wetlands. But even the restoration of a fraction of these wetlands will help improve the health of the Great Lakes. For the GLRC, I'm Mark Brush.